AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Floodlights are being trucked into a wooded area in upstate New York where one of two escaped killers was shot to death this afternoon. The second man may be hiding in the area.
Richard Matt was killed in a gun battle with law enforcement officers nearly 3 weeks after he and another convicted killer, David Sweat, cut their way out of a maximum security prison in northern New York. The encounter took place in Franklin County, which sits on the Canadian border about 40 miles northwest of the Clinton Correctional Facility in Dannemora. Hundreds of police, forest rangers, and federal agents had been searching for the pair. The hunt was concentrated near the town of Malone, about 10 miles south of the border, after police found strong indications they'd been staying in hunting cabins nearby. Matt was serving 25 years to life for the killing and dismembering of a former boss. I'm Warren Levinson.
In a passionate eulogy today for a South Carolina lawmaker killed at the church in Charleston that he pastored, President Obama has addressed the nation's racial history, the Confederate flag, and gun violence. Obama said taking down the flag is a way of expressing God's grace.
It would be one step in an honest accounting of America's history. A modest but meaningful balm for so many unhealed wounds.
The Supreme Court ruled today that same-sex couples can get married anywhere in America, including 14 states where a ban still exists. A gay woman who was taking a selfie photo of her in front of a rainbow-painted sidewalk in Seattle says she never thought she'd live to see the day.
I'm so excited. I'm one of those that had marched in 1988, 1993 on Washington, 2000. I actually was fired from a job in 1996 in Michigan for being gay.
There's a report that the Islamic State is claiming credit for an attack at a Tunisian resort that left 37 people dead. This is AP Radio News. There are some new members of the Academy of Motion Picture Art and Sciences.
The names include Benedict Cumberbatch and Kevin Hart.
What I need to know is who's the boss in here? Because a new boss just walked in.
Also on the list, Elizabeth Banks, Emma Stone, and the actor who played Martin Luther King Jr. in Selma, David Oyelowo.
We will not wait any longer. Give us the vote.
The Academy has long been criticized for its mostly white male membership. The 322 new members are being described as more diverse and inclusive. An all-white group of acting nominees at this year's Academy Awards inspired the hashtag OscarsSoWhite on social media. I'm Ed Donahue.
Former Yankee slugger Derek Jeter and Daily Show host Jon Stewart are being enshrined in New Jersey history. They're among 11 others with New Jersey ties who'll be inducted into the State Hall of Fame on October 22nd. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.